Pardon me? Do your baking yet?
I keep doing the library.
Okay.
Close my eyes and see the way it is.
That's funny. The first day and I had the equal room, just like the airplane rides. But I like his strong arm on the board instead of those waves when you're in 30 feet of water.
That was kind of right.
He'll tell you how to ride.
Thank you.
Did we finish Matthew 3:11?
Did we finish Matthew 3:11?
Yes.
Both parts of it?
We only did the rest of the same part.
We just did the first part.
Outward expression of inward thought. The Greek word logos has actually taken on an English meaning, and it has basically a similar meaning in Greek, in English as it does in Greek. So, outward expression of inward thought. And I'm just wondering how much that communicates. So if they just transliterate it, they've given the word logos, the Greek word, which has a valid English definition in the English dictionary. As far as rating that for accuracy,
what if they said logos and possibly give a footnote?
Well, the footnote is probably going to be some Trinitarian thing. I'm probably going to ignore it. are the footnotes. I'm tempted to give logos 5, although I might give a less. In the beginning was Christ. I'm going to give that a minus 30.
Why did you give anything less than logos than 5?
Because it's a transliteration, and I'm not sure the English definition here. Is enough. So I'm probably giving it 3 to 5. Actually, I gave it 5. I'm just in my own mind reasoning with myself that 5-3 almost accurate. How accurate really is it in English? So. And then there's a number of phrases that I believe are kind of a pre-incarnate Christ. Before the world began, the Word was there. Instead of in the beginning was the Word, it's the Word existing before the world. And I'm giving those about minus 20. Minus 15, minus 20. That is, the Word existing before the world, or it already existed in creation, or something along those lines. Now, if they say, in the beginning was the Word, and they just say, the Word was in the beginning, I'm giving that a 5. I'm not giving that.
You say that again.
The Word existed in the beginning. I'm going to give that a 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was in the beginning. I think those are okay. But if they say, when all things began, the Word was already there, to me that's putting the Word before the creation, and they're getting into theology, pre-incarnate Christ, all kinds of other things. Then the second little clause there, the Word was God. Pretty straightforward. God was the Word. I'm giving that a minus 15. It's inaccurate in the Greek.
Can you repeat?
God was the Word. It's inaccurate to the Greek, and theologically, God is more than the Word. In these predicate constructions, there's a number of Greek rules that indicate what the sentence is. And normally, a definite, if you have two nouns in Greek, predicate construction, the word but was here isn't in there. It's just two nouns put side by side, both in the nominative. Was is in the Greek. But both God and Word are in the nominative case, so you don't know which one is the subject. Well, God is definite, and so that would make it the subject. But Word has the article, and so that would make it the subject. And so when you give a noun the definite article, it makes it the subject. Construction. So, and all the Greek grammars agree that this should be translated, the Word was God. The Word was divine. The reason I don't like that is because it sounds like he's saying the Word was God-like. There's a difference between saying the Word was God and the Word was God-like. The Greek word was divine. Now, I'm not saying he's saying that. I'm just saying it sounds that way. It doesn't sound as direct as the Word was God. The Word was divine. Anyway, I'm giving that a minus 5, and not knowing what to do with it, really.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
The interlinear says the word was toward the God in Westcott Court. Now, isn't that the literal? Wouldn't that be literally what you can translate it?
That is the middle clause, and we're not looking at that.
Okay.
As far as the rating goes. The word was toward God, yeah.
We're not looking at that.
No, that's real straight, and I don't think the translations vary too much on that particular part of the sentence.
Okay.
We're looking at, in the beginning was the Word, and then the very last thing, and the Word was God.
Okay.
Under rating 2, the Word was a God. I'm giving that a minus 30. If they say he was the same as God, they're making the Word the second person of the Trinity by using the pronoun he in reference to the Word. And then they're saying he's the same as God instead of saying God. That's so messed up. Or at least minus 20. So in the second one, there is grammatical things to consider. There's a lot of theology to consider. There's Trinitarian theology.
Yeah.
Then there's those that don't believe the deity of Christ, their theology. Any questions? Tyndale.
Tyndale has some of his two translations. He's got one in the regular type up on top and the other one below it.
What's the one below it?
In the beginning, was that.
You mean
word?
It's fine print at the bottom of the page?
It's not really, really fine. It's kind of a. I guess it is an addendum of some sort. I guess it is. It's a footnote.
Okay, there's a 1525 edition of Tyndale, 1534 edition of Tyndale.
Okay.
They might have both of them in there and showing us the differences.
One at the bottom is 1525, one at the top it must be 1534.
Okay. Well, just give us the text and.
Okay, this is the 1534. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God.
Okay, the Ethiopian Bible.
In the beginning, the Word was. In the beginning was the Word.
Okay.
And the Word was with God.
The Word was with God?
The next clause after that.
Yeah.
Keep reading this clause after that.
And the Word was God.
Okay.
Adams.
At the beginning, the Word already existed. Second part, the Word was God.
New King James.
In the beginning was the Word. And second part is, and the Word was God.
Dewey.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God.
King James is the same as Dewey. King James 2.
Same.
ERV and ASV.
ERV is the same. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And likewise for ASV.
Barak.
Same.
NAS. Pardon? NAS here? Okay, RSV.
Same as King James.
NEB.
When all things began, the Word was. And what God was, the Word was.
Can you repeat those?
When all things began, the Word already was. And what God was, the Word was.
God was, the Word was, is a lot different than the Word was God.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's more like God was the Word.
Let's repeat it one more time.
Okay. When all things began, the Word already was. And what God was, the Word was.
As far as the first part there, the Logos existed in the very beginning, I'm going to give that 5.
You wanted to give that 1 that said already existed.
Already existed is, to me, a little different than existed.
What about what you thought about Logos earlier, though, and even though it's using Logos again?
Yeah. What's written off again, first part?
The Logos existed in the very beginning.
All right. How many gave that lesson 0? Everybody gave it in the 1, 2, 3, 4 category?
Yes.
Anybody want to comment on why you gave it lesson 0?
Existed.
It existed, yeah.
Existed and why?
Existence.
Well, I keep like thinking was, when you say was, it's kind of, it doesn't really give it so much as being a being when you say existed. It kind of gives the idea of some entity being there.
Yeah, I suppose so. Boy, I think that sounds awfully ambiguous to me, Scott.
Well, I think we're just guessing at what was in his head. We're just, it's objective. He could have been skating out of it and just said existed, but it really couldn't be either. So it depends on how much one thought him because he wasn't obvious about it.
Okay. When I read, I don't really worry about what's in their head because I know they're Unitarians. But I'm worried about the way I'm taking it.
Well, thanks for not minus 30 things.
I'm just, you know, looking at how can I take it. So the Word existed in the beginning is the same as in the beginning the Word existed. I mean, the Logos existed. And
given the benefit of doubt.
He's going to slip Trinitarian in here. He's going to slip it in other places.
Well, that's true, but the question is, has he slipped anything in here? So, in the beginning, the Logos existed. I've already decided I might let him slide on Logos. And as far as existed and was goes, that's pretty ambiguous to me. So.
Zero.
Give me air.
I have given Logos a zero sometimes, other times I've given it a five.
So you do kind of fluctuate depending on the rest of the morning?
I go back and forth in my own mind. Depends on how I feel in the morning.
Not too high.
It depends on how it strikes me. And I'll admit, sometimes it strikes me as I don't like it. Other times I get real technical and I look it up in the English dictionary and I start trying to find fault and I can't find a whole lot. And so then I back down and accept it as something okay. Actually, for Moffat's rendering, I give it a five. Because I couldn't argue against existed. And I couldn't argue against logos. And even though he has it all switched around when it's all said and done.
What'd you give 20th century on already existed?
Already existed, I give that a minus 20 because I'm looking at already existed as totally pre-incarnate word or idea. And so
already.
To me there's a difference between existing before the world and just existing at the beginning. So
well, how about taking the phrase in its entirety? When he flips it around, what does that do in the mind of the reader?
Give some offer one more time.
The Logos existed in the very beginning.
The Logos existed in the very beginning.
That seems to me as if the way on the existence as opposed to the Logos.
Nothing's underlined here.
The Logos existed in the very beginning. Well, it did.
Already seems to be ahead.
What did you say about already existed?
The Logos.
To me, already existed is a total pre-incarnate idea. It just existed.
I never thought about that before. Before I started judging were there others?
Well, we've had two already, Zenny being 20th century, and what did Adam say?
Adam? Yeah. At the beginning, the word already existed.
Okay, the word already to me is saying more.
Mm-hmm.
Now, existing would be the verb, right?
Yes.
And already would be an adverb. Well, it looks like some people are putting the weight on the adverb, and some are putting the weight on the verb. And you know, I divide between the putting that verb existing when the verb was, and no matter what adverb was attached to it.
Well, I don't know. There's no adverb there, so. You're adding a theological idea, or not. Well, let's go on here. I don't know if we resolved anything on that, but could speak.
In the beginning, the Word existed, and the Word was divine.
First, there was the Word, and the Word was God.
At the first, there was the Word.
Sounds like.
And the Word was God.
Well, I have a hard time arguing with it.
In the beginning, the Word existed. The Word was God Himself.
Can you repeat it again?
Pardon?
Can you repeat it?
In the beginning, the Word existed. The Word was God Himself.
Well, the Word Himself doesn't really take away a whole lot from it. That passes. Berkeley.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Into verse 2.
All
three parts. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Okay, the Word was God. Phillips.
I can't even hardly figure out how to read this.
One word
where it really breaks on the verses, but it says here, at the beginning, God expressed himself. So, I guess that's the...
At the beginning, God expressed himself.
Is that the first part?
Mm-hmm.
Is that trying to say...
That isn't too bad, is it?
No.
At the beginning, God expressed himself.
And...
Go on.
I'll just read what it... because I can't... Then it says that personal expression, that word was with God and was God.
Okay, that personal expression, that word
was
with God
and was
God.
So it's just leaving out, and the word was God, it just says, and was God.
What's that first part again?
At the beginning, God expressed himself.
Beck. Okay. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. Good news.
Before the world was created, the Word already existed. He was the same as God.
He was the same as
God.
What's that first part again?
Before the world was created, the Word already existed.
Good news. Good. Bad news.
What was the last part again?
Last part is he was the same as God.
It's on your cheat sheet.
First part. It's a pretty.
Living.
Before anything else existed, there was Christ with God.
That's a dead giveaway.
Minus 30.
What
was that?
You had minus 30 bullets.
I'm not sure which part is which.
Read the whole verse.
Read the whole thing.
Before anything else existed, there was Christ with God.
Keep going.
That's
got to be.
Well, the next part's verse 2, I think.
Yeah.
That was it.
That's it for verse 1. Before that,
verse 1.
Did he say
before
that Christ was God or anything like that?
No, the next part's verse 2, it says, he has always been alive and is himself God. Then it goes to verse 3.
Okay, that's it. He has always been alive and is himself God.
Oh. So it's minus 50 for the second part.
Is himself God. Is himself.
Oh.
Is himself God. Yeah, but that's referring to Christ. Sure.
About five spaces ago, I read up Jerusalem.
What was that?
About five for number, I think, Berkeley, I wrote it right out of Jerusalem, and somebody,
Do you have Berkeley?
No, I don't have Berkeley. Somebody else has it.
Okay, so now what happened there?
Go ahead.
I'll read the Jerusalem. Yeah.
Erase Berkeley.
Erase Berkeley.
Okay, Jerusalem. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and God was the Word. Oh, excuse me. Take it all back. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God.
That was Jerusalem, right?
That was Jerusalem.
We have to redo Berkeley.
Berkeley.
When the world began, the Word was already there. The Word was with God, and the nature of the Word was the same as the nature of God.
Can you read that again?
Sure. When the world began, the Word was already there. The Word was the same nature as the nature of God.
Seems to be like the same thought as any me, what God was, the Word was.
It does seem similar to that.
Yeah. Good
thing. NIV. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God.
Weast.
In the beginning, the Word was existing. The second part. And the Word was, as to his essence, absolute deity.
Wow. His essence? And the Word was.
The second part again. And the Word was, as to his essence, absolute deity.
That can sound like a real powerful statement. The pronoun his in there is a little bit.
As to his essence is capitalized also. His is capitalized.
What's the first part again?
The first part, in the beginning, the Word was existing.
Okay.
Him is the same as himself. And yet, other translations.
Yes, the last part is, and the Word was, as to his essence, absolute deity. To me, the context, as to his essence, is referring to as to God's essence.
So, well, it has to be the Word.
Yeah, that's the Word's essence.
Yeah. Well, just because the middle part B of the verse is referring to having fellowship with God the Father. Mm-hmm. And then the following part C, which we're studying, says, and the Word was, as to his essence, absolute deity.
Read us the whole verse.
The whole verse? In the beginning, the Word was existing, and the Word was in fellowship with God the Father. And the Word was, as to his essence, absolute deity.
Well, we're not reading the middle part, but if we were,
yeah.
Thank you.
all time was the Word. Do you want all these brackets I got inserted? Alright. And the Word was God Himself. In the beginning, for all time, was the Word, brackets, Christ. And the Word was God Himself.
Is Basic here today?
Yes. From the first, He was the Word.
He was.
And the last phrase is, and was God.
From the first, He was the Word.
The whole thing, guys.
Can you read the whole verse?
Yeah. One more time?
Whole thing.
Okay.
Whole
From
thing.
The first, He was the Word, and the Word was in relation with God, and was God.
Kingsley.
In the beginning, the Word of God was there, and the Word was God.
Norley, the Word was in the beginning. The Word was God.
Ledger.
The Word, and then Christ in parentheses, was in the beginning, and the Word was God.
Knox.
At the beginning of time, the Word already was, and the Word was God.
One more time.
At the beginning of time, the Word already was, and the Word was God.
What about that time? Well, at the beginning of time, at the beginning, I think pretty much the same. The already was is the part that I'm keying in on. Confraternity.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God.
And maybe
same as King James.
Dialogue.
In the beginning was the Logos, and the Logos was God.
Yeah.
Same as King James.
Darby.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God.
Father M.
Originally was the Word, and the Word was God.
Originally was the Word.
God be.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God.
World.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God.
Concordant.
In the beginning was the Word, and the God was the Word.
God was the Word.
Yeah, God was the Word.
New World.
In the beginning, the Word was, and the Word was a God.
Ooh, whoa.
Lanza.
The Word was in the beginning. Let me see, I have to read it all. And that very Word was with God, and God was that Word.
Simple.
In the beginning there was the message. The message was deity.
Recovery.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God.
New century.
Before the world began, the Word was, and the Word was God. Before the world began, the Word was.
In the first part of Fenton.
Number 16.
Then.
The Word existed in the beginning.
How about ending yes, do you have that time?
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Okay.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Any other repeats?
N-E-B?
N-E-B.
When all things began, the Word already was. And what God was, the Word was.
20th century.
At the beginning, the Word already was. And the Word was God.
Which ones are not here tonight?
Berkeley and then we'll grab those here in a few minutes. And NAS with Sims King James. How about basic here on a few of these?
Right. Basic, Acts 17:11 is more noble. Sims King James.
Sims King James.
Yeah, 17:16, the spirit was troubled.
What number is
this? Whoa. Number 31.
Did you have governments and health for 1228?
Okay. 1228. Helpers and wise guides.
Helpers is the same as NAS.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Well, I didn't want to ask a
thought.
Did anyone
else
have helpers there or helps?
I must have had helps.
Did it
helps? I'm sure.
Well, basically, the helpers and wise guides.
What? Guides or guys?
Guys. Wise guides, what's on the counseling on the word? Who had helpers? RSV, I think I got down the helpers.
Tyndale and Adams had helpers. Okay, so that takes care of that sheet.
We need.
The bell rang.
No. Oh.
Lenny, have you ever taught tabernacles? Can I ask you a question on it?
Yeah.